The following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Welcome back to your favorite podcast in the whole world.
And it is Make Spidey Famous Again, because Spencer has stopped going to New York.
Oh, yes.
You wanted to even out the playing field.
We're back to the same team. I'm no longer working on my own fame solo each week. Baby Miracle Gunner is staring at me right now. Just go to sleep, little baby. Go to sleep. And
I had a dream about Gunner being an adult last night.
Please tell.
It was so crazy. We were in Spain and we were in this amazing museum, and I was picking out plates because I love dinnerware and everything. And we were on jets and we were booking our jet and we were on this yacht, and Gunner was an adult and he was so like sweet and cool and put his arm around me. He was like, come on, mom. And then was looking back for you and was like, dad, get up here. And it was so funny. It was like the cutest, sweetest, nicest, most amazing, awesome adult. And I thought at that moment, I was like, and I saw two little boys, and I was like, look, that used to be you, but I don't miss that. I'm glad you're an adult now. So it gave me some kind of like peace with him being an adult one day.
Do you think this was a prophecy? I hope so. I hope we're rich
hope
in the future.
So. Jets and yachts, and we're in Spain. Sounds pretty cool.
That's a good dream.
Yeah, it was so sweet.
Hope those are just treasures in heaven you were looking into. Hi,
me too.
TRL, my new gig, is, of course, on hiatus for 6 weeks. Heidi's prayers.
Look, that's not what I prayed for.
You said.
Specifically.
Well, if you're telling God, I want Spencer here.
Yeah, working here. You could do TRL from here.
I'm pretty sure that they have this set over there for a reason. But yeah, so no more New York. And then my BFF, Gigi Hadid, broke up with Zayn. They did.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But then I was sad for them. But Zayn unfollowed Gigi and Gigi's mom, Yolanda, on IG. So clearly, whoa. I don't like that.
That's a severe break.
Yeah. Like, you keep following Gigi for the rest of your life if you dated her. Moron. Speaking of the Hadids, the other day on my Snapchat, one of the best things that ever has happened.
What?
Because you know how I'm trying to get those Bella Hadid cheekbones one day. When I stop eating burritos all day. But so Bella Hadid herself, she could probably unfollow me since I've been talking about it so much, added me back on Snapchat and then started messaging me saying she was going to take you and Gunner on a date.
Oh, please be true.
I was like, please.
Do you think it's really her?
Yeah, it's her verified thing.
Oh, you're so cool.
It was major. It was like, okay, forget calling this podcast Make Spidey Famous Again. We are famous again.
Wow.
Bella Hadid is freaking... I can message Bella Hadid.
And she's busy. I mean, like, she hardly seems like she has 5 minutes to do anything. So to take time to write a message?
I know she has 7 minutes because she said that she just watched 7 minutes of me running through the airport and having a meltdown, and now she needs a break. So I was like, oh, no. Why'd she watch me on my one dark day?
Oh.
I'm so much more positive every day.
Maybe she also watches other days. Maybe that wasn't the first time. Are you on a press tour now?
It said added me, so that was the first day, I think.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I was like, no, I'm not usually this pouty. Speaking of pouty, let's get into my podcast beef. Well, not podcast beef, Facebook group beef. So on my pouty airport day, which was very dramatic.
Let's inform everyone.
I'll give you a whole backstory.
Give the backstory.
This is super interesting also if you're listening.
It is. What happened to you, Spence?
So I was so honored that MTV was flying me to Siesta Key to host the live reunion show with the cast of their superstars, hashtag Siesta Key. And they booked me in a first class flight, and I was feeling very famous. There was American, and there's a delay, and I was like, I need to make my flight. It's first class. And they're like, you'll make it. And I ran for my life, like 8 miles. And they close the gate and they're like, oh, we can put you on the next flight. Guess what? Next flight, all we have is room is coach. And not like the front part of coach. What's that where you get the extra foot?
The bulkhead.
Not bulkhead. I'm talking seats. Straight up coach. And speaking, and then obviously I
were you in the middle?
I drink a lot of water, so I demanded the aisle. And the guy at the window goes, excuse me, I need to switch with you.
What? You never
and
told
I
me
didn't,
this.
I was not. And I go, excuse me? He goes, I go up to use the restroom a lot, and I show him I have 6 bottles of water. I was like, oh, you have more than 6 bottles of water you're going to drink on this flight? And
he's did
like,
you say
yeah.
That?
And I was like, not in the mood for this. And he's like, we got to switch. I'm like, I'm not switching. And like straight
good
up.
For you.
Oh, my. You
good
think I'm about
you.
To get
no.
punked out on this day?
No.
No.
Not any day.
So, so I was already in a very dramatic mood, doing lots of snaps that were very wham-wham baby snaps, because I was being a wham-wham baby. I was very sad. I don't get to fly first class ever.
And you also had bad news that day financially.
Oh, also got hit with another tax bill that I didn't know was coming. And yeah. Heidi was like, don't spend any more money. And you know how much I love spend day by day. So as I'm leaving
the
airport, I'm back in LA. I'm going to get in my good mood. I put on my favorite song of that flight. And I put on my headphones and I'm just getting in the zone. And this girl, very lovely lady, not girl, lady, woman, mom, I don't know what she is, but comes up to me, stands in front of me, and like, I'm like, what's up? And she's like, clearly needs to talk to me. So I take my headphones off and she goes, I'm a huge fan. And I'm like, oh God, my fans are just approaching me everywhere. And then she goes, of the Lady Gang. And if you don't know what the Lady Gang is, it's a great podcast on Podcast One. I've been on twice. I did the live Lady Gang event. I had it as my only pinned story on my IG. I definitely am a Lady Gang member, but I was being funny and silly. So after she walks away, I was very nice to her, and I will even find the message she wrote to me about how nice I was to her in person. But then I do a snap that I thought everyone would get, that, oh my God, this girl just made me take my headphones off, and she's not even one of my fans. She's a Lady Gang fan. So I thought,
being sarcastic,
obviously being ridiculous, like, right. Why would I make a snap about somebody not being my fan if I didn't think everyone would get like the humor in it, the irony. So I hop on Facebook a few days later. I'm not on Facebook that much because I'm busy filming myself all day long on Snap. And I go on and I'm tagged in all these posts in the Lady Gang Facebook group of how I'm the worst person ever. Who does he think he is? How rude is he? Just honestly, hundreds of messages about that video. And I was like, started arguing with these people, like, are you all that stupid? Like, clearly I was just making fun of the fact that I didn't have a fan. And hello, like, if I, whatever. So I had to, I'm no longer in the Lady Gang. I left that group. I want nothing to do with their mean bullying, harassment.
Well, why didn't the Lady Gang step in?
Oh, why didn't the Lady Gang have their admins delete that post and do
that's
so?
That's what I mean, because they seem like before they've been very involved
I think
with
they
you in
got,
their Facebook
I think
group.
They turned on us once we got more 5-star reviews on our podcast, I think. And then I guess there was also a post I missed where Kelty said that she emailed to come on our podcast, and I wrote back, huh? Ha ha ha, yeah, let's do it. It's like, I write back, ha ha, it's my most, it's like auto type, as everything is ha ha
right,
ha.
LOL.
Like, as in, yeah, whenever, you guys are clearly the busy ones with schedules, like, have your people set it up. You see, we do nothing, like, hello.
Yeah, like, ha ha, that's so, such a compliment, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, ha ha, let's go, whatever. But I guess she did a post about me, like blowing them off. It's like, oh, y'all, we totally blew you off. So, I don't want to say beef, because I don't have the energy to beef, but I'm definitely over that whole Facebook group bullying. Before we keep going, let's talk about our favorite new wine supplier. Bright Cellars is a monthly wine subscription that matches you with wine. I'm going to give you my cheat sheet. I picked dark chocolate. For juices, I picked coffee. For if I want to have a wild party, I picked wild party. And if I'm adventurous, send me the best whites and reds. There's my cheat sheet for you if you want to do it.
Get 50% off your order order when you go to brightsellers.com/spidey. So start by taking a short quiz. It's questions like, what's your favorite type of chocolate? How do you like your tea? So get 50% off your first order when you go to brightsellers.com/spidey. That's bright like a light bulb, seller like a wine cellar.com/spidey to see where your wine matches and get 50% off.
He's so excited to get the 50% off. It's okay. You can get the 50% off. I'll drink the wine you order, baby Miracle Gunner. Plus, if you like your matches, we can have them sent straight to your door.
So get 50% off your first order when you go to brightsellers.com/spidey.
Hey guys, this is Sheena Shea from Vanderpump Rules, and I want to invite you to the party I'm throwing every week, my new podcast, Shenanigans. I'm going to be getting into some crazy conversations with friends like my first guest, Ariana Maddox. We're cranking it up to 11, playing games, telling juicy stories, and holding nothing back as we get into some Sheena-level nanigans. That's why it's called Shenanigans, duh. So download new episodes every Tuesday starting March 6th on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com. And don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
So yeah, the girl that I, you know, was supposedly so mean to did write me the nicest freaking message about how stupid all those people were.
Well, I feel like those people were just waiting to turn on you anyways. So that's what it seemed like. They just wanted a problem with you.
Yeah, I'll read it. She says, "Hey, girl who interrupted you at the airport the other day, just wanted to apologize for the chaos that ensued in the Lady Gang Facebook group as a result. I didn't take anything personally, and I think anyone who reacted contrarily to me, who was actually there, is being a little asinine. I sent you a Snapchat message, but I panicked and mentioned the Lady Gang because you were one of the episodes I listened to on my flight from Philadelphia. I appreciate you as a human and an advocate for hummingbirds and your successful relationship apart from the Lady Gang experience. That's just what came out for me. I sincerely didn't mean to add or create any drama for you. Actually, I'm an attorney, so my job is to mitigate that. Haha. But I did want to apologize for the situation and how others reacted. Please know that I'm support and I'm a big fan of you and have followed you and Heidi for a long time. Actually, in a non-crazy way, I swear, kept you guys in my prayers when I heard you were pregnant because I always keep people's pregnancies, including celebrities, as part of my personal prayer list. Figure everyone can use another word to the man upstairs. Always. I'm so sorry that the Lady Gang group was so chaotic. Please don't hold the host accountable for those reactions because the person you interacted with, me, is still a big fan, a supporter, and understands your content. Also, this became way bigger than I meant it to be. I was just excited to meet you. It was so kind and will never say anything contrary. So thank you for being a genuinely good person. I'm so sorry many women were looking for something to hold against you because you are very kind."
That's what I said.
But I am holding it against the host for not stepping in. And then, like, one of the hosts, he was, like, liking my responses. Instead of liking it, like, respond, like, "Yo, obviously, Spencer is out here promoting Lady Gang all the time, retweeting, tweeting with us, liking all of our photos, comments." It's ridiculous.
So frustrating because I feel like you put a lot of energy into the Lady Gang that you didn't need to do. You'd never needed to go on. You just did it to, like, support them and be there. You did that whole live thing for them and being a teammate for them. And then the first chance they have to be, like, a teammate back to you in their own world, they didn't. So that's pretty frustrating.
Well, here's what always would annoy me. They're, like, reoccurring theme of, like, "We made you relevant again." It's like, ladies, I know we had, like, your most downloaded, our second most downloaded episode, which was 2 million subscribers or whatever, but hey, I've been getting millions of views on my Snap for a few years now since before I knew about your podcast, but I appreciate you guys claiming that. I appreciate anyone claiming I'm relevant. Let's just say that. So let's just thank them for saying I'm relevant again. But yeah.
Plus, you've been on the cover of magazines lately.
But no, it was their podcast.
TV shows.
And they made me pop again. Okay. So I'm very thankful for thanks for making me relevant for that one episode of podcast.
Well, that's frustrating. Yep. That's a hard thing because you really liked the Lady Gang and really supported
And I
them,
enjoyed the Facebook group until that's the problem with Facebook groups because I guess there's like probably 20,000 members in there and like 300 awful ladies can go and ruin something. So
well, also when the Lady Gang was so like positive about you, those are the people who were like still not wanting them,
like,
to be on
why
board
are we
with you
talking about him,
right?
Why
so they're excited to have their like opportunity to pounce on you.
So the lesson is that when I do snaps right after, I'm gonna go, "Hey, that was a joke if you're an idiot." That's something I'm just going to add that like warning for morons.
Well, that was a hard day for you anyways. And you know what? I was thankful that you shared it just to have like, you know, see what you were going through also, because I know it was a hard day for you. And people have hard days, and that's just realistic. You know, you are very positive and you have a great attitude, but sometimes, you know, you're allowed to have a bad freaking day, and that was a bad day, and I think you handled it really well and turned yourself around and was very mature and came home very excited. Plus, you didn't finish the story of the one last bad thing that happened, and you still had a good attitude.
Oh, no. If we're rewinding that day,
we are.
You know how much water I drink planning on using the restroom 50 times on a five-hour flight.
In first class.
In first class. Well, on the flight there in first class, somebody from coach came and sprayed, cover your ears if you're like eating breakfast or something. Okay,
just
you covered.
Keep it PC.
Let's just say
doo-doo
was put on the walls in the bathroom.
Did you
on
tell
the
somebody?
Tell, I don't know how everyone kept, you couldn't miss it. It was like throw up gag level, unbelievable. So then I'm like holding it the whole flight, like about to die. A couple times I had to commit, and it's like if you already don't want to eat airplane food, go smell dirty poop on the wall and then try to eat airplane food.
So I fly coach a lot, or I did when I went back to Colorado. I don't go first class unless it's like a big occasion, like you're saying, with MTV or someone paying for it. And if I ever tried to use the restroom in first class, I would completely get blocked. But then when these rare occasions I'm in first class and I see all these people from coach who would be like me trying to use it, they're allowed to. So I don't know if it's just me that's blocked from the first class bathrooms. How do these people even do that?
They just don't look as sweet as you. I think
I've tried. I like ran up and they're like, no, you're not in first class. I'm like, ah,
they put the little curtain
the
in front of you.
Totally.
Sorry.
To the back I go.
Side distraction. Just got an email from our producer, Rick, who's, you know, taking in these beautiful recordings. And he said, could we get Gigi on the podcast? Bruh. If you can pull that off, I will be very impressed. But yeah, okay. I'm going to say,
Thank you for making my day.
Hold your breath on Gigi coming on the podcast, guys. You never know. Maybe season two.
Yeah, or maybe Bella, because Bella is the one responding.
Well, I was thinking how funny it would be, because if Brody ever did answer his phone, I was like, we should just call Brody and just go, you're on the podcast. How's the wedding planning? And just start quizzing him. But
so Brody's getting
even,
married. That's
I couldn't
exciting.
Even get him to pick up, because that's the type of person he is.
Well, that's exciting for Brody. He's getting married.
I know. I'm blown away, actually.
Yeah, that they seem like a great couple. If their wedding wasn't so far, I would want to go.
They're having their wedding like 30 hours away in like the Mentawai Island. I don't know, something where you better wear a face mask in the airport or you're going to catch something. That's the type of country I'm talking.
Yeah, no thanks.
No thanks. Have a fun wedding, though.
Sorry, miracle baby.
We'll look forward to watching your wife's IG story.
Cannot
wait. Her curated blessings.
Cannot wait. Okay, before we keep going, let's take a moment to talk about my new favorite book, Falling with Wings by Diana de la Garza. A mother who was there for it all. Before she was a mother of a global superstar, Demi Lovato, Diana de la Garza was just Diana Hart. Diana tells the story from the very beginning in this complete and genuinely affecting memoir. Falling with Wings is a relatable memoir of overcoming challenges. A former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, an aspiring country music star, and a perfectionist who wrestled with her body image. Start reading Falling with Wings by Diana de la Garza now, available anywhere books are sold.
I read it too, actually twice. It's fantastic. She had terrible lows as a mother, caring for daughters with addictions while continuing to battle her own. But she also had incredible highs as she watched them break out in Hollywood to become strong, empowered young women. Falling with Wings is an inspiring read with tremendous strength, love, and faith. Diana's story offers a unique perspective and encourages families everywhere to keep on believing. De La Garza's portrayal of her addiction denial is affecting and open, as is her writing about daughters coming to her rescue as her health declined. The memoir is an honest, heartfelt story of addiction, recovery, and the importance of family. As a gift to someone you love or as a gift of strength and inspiration for yourself, Falling with Wings by Diana de la Garza is a keeper. Start reading now, available anywhere books are sold. You could also pay me to read it out loud to you.
So anyways, I was very proud of you, and you came home and you brought In-N-Out for us.
Oh, back to the horrible day. So if you order 3 orders of French fries, that means you clearly want French fries. That does not mean give somebody a bag of cold fries. And I tested the fries 5 seconds after I drove out, because obviously that's what you do when you get fries. The first thing you do is you test the fries, and they were legitimately cold. Like, if I wasn't already in a bad mood, I would have gone into In-N-Out, and I would have snapped them, and I would have hold the bag, and I would be like, try one of these fries. You just serve me, you Satanist.
You know, I've never had a cold In-N-Out. No, that's what's so shocking. They usually burn your hand. They're so hot.
3 bags. I mean,
it's
3.
Crazy.
It was totally Satan, I'm telling you.
But then I warmed them up for you when you got home.
Heidi's so positive. They'll still be good. Look, I'll put them in the oven. It's like, I don't want reheated In-N-Out fries. Yay!
But it has been nice having you back. That's exciting for us.
I know. I like feeling unfamous again. It's awesome.
Well, I'm sure you'll be back. I'm sure you'll be going back, and hopefully Gunnar will be sleeping a little better, which would make it easier for me.
Yeah, I don't see that happening anytime soon, but so whatever. It was fun being famous for 6 weeks. Hey, hey, Miracle Baby, look over here. Hi. Hey. It's Daddy.
So I got asked to be in a Meghan Markle special. I was thinking,
what
why would they ask me? Why wouldn't they ask Spencer?
But why would they ask either of us? We're the least royal people ever.
Well, because we're like a famous, I'm a famous American woman that they want the like insight on, like... That I would, you
that's
know,
a
like
stretch,
I,
honey.
That's what they said in the email. Like,
let me read this email.
Because I'm a famous American icon.
You added that icon. It does not say that in the email. Let me read this email right now.
Let me see.
Speaking of emails, I got an email from a network. We taped an episode of their show for this special or whatever. I want to say 4 years ago. No, right. Longer. I feel like, didn't I graduate in 2013?
Yeah.
So I graduated college in 2013 after 10 years. Yep. Uh-huh. So we filmed this, like, event special or whatever, and they never aired it, I think, because they were like, they're not famous enough to air. And then we just got an email, hey, we're airing your episode. We'd love to fly you to New York to do a press tour. It's like, yo, fools, that is not happening. Hi, Miracle Baby. Oh, say hi.
Whoa, that's dirty.
Is he eating it?
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, this podcast is riveting. You can hear a baby breathing.
So we were late today for our podcast.
And we were supposed to have, not really, we couldn't pull it off, but imagine Caitlin Bristow, the most famous podcaster in the world, is in here because she's supposed to be, but we couldn't wait till this afternoon because just...
Well, we did get that too late plan.
Hey, Kate, how's...
Hey, how's Off the Vine?
Yeah, great new episode with Chris Harrison, a double episode. You guys talked about a bachelor. So what's going on with this new Becca? There's a... E was sharing a photo of like... Is Becca with a K?
Becca, who previous Becca?
No, this new Becca that's like pretty much topless showing like side boob. Becca.
What? You're the one who knows pop culture.
I don't know. I know, but we didn't watch this season, so I have no idea who.
Naked Becca.
No, I'll show you. Whoa, be careful with that Google search. Okay. That good.
Who, naked
this
Becca,
girl, Peter and Becca. Who's that Becca?
Oh, what about her?
I don't know.
Who's Peter?
I don't know.
I saw her in the beginning. She seemed cute.
Is she the new...
Maybe she's a new bachelor.
I don't know. That's what...
That's,
He's really liking the mic today.
So we decided we're going to take Gunnar to Vegas.
We're trying to figure out a first trip for him. We're like, how much fun would he have at Circus du Soleil in Vegas?
Because he loves lights. And so he probably... Love the strip. He'd probably love that. Well, I don't know, because we keep getting invited to New York and stuff like that, but I'm not going to be comfortable with that being my first trip and my first flight. I don't want it to be far in case there's an emergency or just the mental stress for myself. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what is a good, like, 45-minute flight.
And I think we should go to Aspen to watch our homie Morgan Saint's show at the Belly Up.
Well, so do I, but we can only afford in the next few months one trip to Colorado, and I really want it to be in the summer where we can go on, like, a hike with Gunner and
I thought
outside.
We were trying to be rich by summer.
We are trying.
Aren't we doing The Secret?
Yeah, we are trying.
A lot of people have been messaging me that we need to stop saying on the podcast we're trying to get famous and that we need to say we are famous and we need to, like, talk it into reality. So
okay. So we also need to be realistic.
Whoa, I no.
So there's two things. There's something called reality. And then there's something called, like, positive talking. But anyways, as of right now, the reality of our circumstance is that it's only responsible for us to go once this summer to Colorado. And I would love to go see Morgan Saint's show, but it's in a bad time. And my mom's coming in April, and so I'd rather spread out. And the, you know, the priority is going to see my family in Colorado. Unfortunately, we don't have a jet to go twice as of this moment, so...
As of this moment, look at you, already are working on it.
But hopefully by the summer we'll be taking our jet. Because I also want to go to that gem show. Sounded fun.
Well, I'm going to have a booth there.
Speaking
of gems, shout out myself. My crystals are selling like crazy. Somebody messaged me that they're harder to get than Yeezys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. I mean,
it's such a blessing.
They're such good products too. And people writing you back about them is one of the best parts too.
The photos I get of people in Argentina with them, New Zealand, Australia. I am gritting the planet, Heidi, with super, you know, we have the Miracle Baby bounce on all the packages before they get sent out with his Miracle Baby energy. But yeah, what else is new, Heidi? Come on. Everyone loves to hear your voice.
So I missed mom group this week because we had a doctor's appointment for Gunner, and then I couldn't get there because he hates the car and he wasn't sleeping. So, but then I also signed up for another mom group, and I didn't like it as much. My first mom group is way better. It's like a lot more people and a lot more people like me. And then the other mom group, there's only like 3 or 4 people in there, and they all seem to like already click up because 2 of them are lawyers. One of them's like a really serious executive, and then one's another executive type. And I'm, you know, just like the only non-so serious person. So
you're a serious person.
Well, I am, yeah, but not like career serious. So they're all like, we're going back to work and this and that, and I'm like, well, I'm not really going back to work right now.
Before we keep going, let me talk real quick about Beachbody On Demand. Backstory, I actually used to buy the DVDs, and Heidi and I used to work out to them. The only problem was there were so many, and if you're like me and you scratch things or whatever, it's hard to maintain them. But no longer is that a problem, because with Beachbody On Demand, it's an easy-to-use streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of super effective workouts you can do from the comfort of your own living room 24/7. So yeah, that changed my life, because now when now I'm not traveling to New York as much, but when I was going to New York, I can't be bringing all my DVDs with me on carry-on. TSA will be like, oh, that's too hot, that's too good. This is the company behind P90X Insanity, T25, Brazil Butt Lift, Pyo, 3-week yoga retreat, and more. I personally am a huge P90X Insanity fan, obviously. But right now, you can get a special free trial membership of Beachbody On Demand when you text Spidey to 303030. You will get full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and support totally free. Again, just text Spidey to 303030. 30. Get motivated by celebrity super trainers like Sean T, Shalene Johnson, Tony Horton, and Autumn Calabrese. They have hundreds of effective workouts for all fitness levels, ranging from bodybuilding to weight training to yoga and even dance workouts. Workouts are as short as 10 minutes and don't even require extra equipment. In the time it takes you to drive and park at the gym, you could be finished working out. Whoa. You can use it on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, Roku, Apple TV, Chromecast, and more. Join over 1 million people currently on Beachbody On Demand. It's the best deal in fitness, and listeners of our show can try it absolutely free. Are you trying to get in shape like Pratt Daddy? Let's go. Get a special free trial membership of Beachbody On Demand when you text Spidey to 303030. Again, text Spidey to 303030.
So I want to get a refund for that Mommy and Me group, but then I'm like, well, I already went once, so I'm thinking that they're not going to give me a refund.
And this, keep in mind, this is not the Mommy and Me group that blocked you, right?
I was on a wait list for this one, too.
Oh.
Yeah, I was on a wait list. And then I looked at the Mommy and Me group at this place next door with, like, younger kids, and it looked way more fun. I was like, oh, why couldn't I be in that Mommy and Me group? I just, like, it's hit or miss. So, but thankfully I have one that I love. I love my first Mommy and Me group, but I missed that one this week. And you know what? I'm wondering if all these girls, like, hang out without me. The other moms, because they all like email more and are like, hey, anyone want to get lunch here or there? And I'm like, I think everyone's hanging out without me.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
Isn't it so funny how you used to be the cool girl and now nobody wants to hang out with you?
Well, maybe I'm just making it up.
I don't know. It sounded like you're not the cool girl anymore.
Yeah.
What happened? What happened to the Hills TV star nightclub?
I didn't have any friends then. Did you watch the show?
I did not, thankfully. They had a narrator I couldn't stand.
They cut me out and made me the uncool girl. And ever since then, I've been downhill with friends.
Why'd they do that to you?
They did it because the narrator of the show decided she no longer wanted to be friends with me. And if she didn't want to be friends with me, she told everyone that they couldn't be friends with me and film with me for a while. So that's what happened.
Be careful who you turn on, huh?
Yeah. Ever since then, I've had a hard time with friends. No one wants to. She blacklisted me in the world city. Friend community.
All this Mommy and Me group. No. Did you see her?
Yeah.
Lauren said don't like her.
Yeah, exactly. It's still plaguing my life.
Oh my gosh, you're such a cute baby. Yeah, mom. So, update, you probably won't hear any more sex-related advertisements in the podcast.
I might have one more today.
Well, today will be the last. Not today, okay, yeah. My mom said she can't listen to 3 minutes of me talking about lube anymore. And my mom, it makes her very uncomfortable hearing about organic coconut lube and getting wet for pleasure. We love sex products. They're great, but you know, this podcast is for my mom to get caught up on our lives, because I don't have time to always text all of her texts back from all her memes she sends me. So if you're looking for sex products, I'm sure one of the other podcasts has plenty of sex ads for you. Just giving you a little heads up if you're tuning in just for us to talk about lube.
Speaking of, no, I'm just kidding. Gosh, he's so cute. I definitely thought at 5 months, I don't know what I thought, that he'd be like older, but he's not. He's still just such a little baby.
You thought he'd be
like more self-sufficient or something. Like, 5 months, he sleeps through the night and this and that. And it's like, he's just a baby. Dude.
When he puts his lip over his lip, it just is a
little.
Who knew babies could be so cute? It's so weird until you have a baby. They're not, like, I never thought a baby's cute. I was like, little aliens. And now it's a little precious angel from heaven.
They say you feel that way about your own kids.
I get it now. But I still think other people, your baby's an alien. JK.
Oh my gosh. I have really cute kids in my mom and me group. So Gunnar loves other babies. It's like his favorite thing. He just stares the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's another thing I don't like about my new mom and me group. He's the only boy. So it's like, well, there's no long-term friendships here.
Oh my gosh. Did we talk about in the last? So the psychic last week, which was a great call. Even my mom was like, he sounded like he was legitimate.
Arthur.
So Arthur said that we had a new representation. And after that, we were heading to a meeting at WME for our new agent. And guess what, guys? Life-changing agency. They have a private five-star restaurant in the agency for only agents and clients. And we ate there, and we ate like at least $150 worth of food, and it was only $20. So they give you a discount. So yeah, moral of the story is we now have a connect on cheaper food. I don't know.
It was great. Yeah, he was. He knew that.
So yeah, jeans. We have an agent now, and he's going to make us famous.
Yeah.
And
he was right. Arthur.
Arthur, I'm not having twins. Just take it back.
Yeah, let's re-talk about this. Perez was a great guy. Yes, it was so fun seeing him. We've known him a really long time. He was there from the beginning.
Since like 2007.
I met Perez before I met you, and I'm sure you did also.
I know he needed to do it for his own soul or whatever, but I wish he'd never changed his blog. I liked when he drew dicks on people's faces, and I got the dicks drawn on my face, so
yeah.
It's not like I'm just saying that, you know? I just felt like... It was art. It was creativity.
It was definitely a niche.
A niche, as Dana Joya, our poetry professor at USC, definitely corrected me so eloquently once. By the way, people, that's real, because all of you are like, it's a niche. No, it's a French word. It's a niche. Okay.
Yeah, so anyways, yeah. I agree. I think it's good for his soul and that he did that, and that's a positive thing. And at the same time, that was kind of his spiel. So it's hard when you're getting paid to do something it goes against your soul. I know. I've done it before.
God will forgive you. Ask for
I've
it.
Asked.
God, please.
Continue asking.
God, please. Thanks for tuning in to episode 9 of Make Spidey Famous Again. I wonder what Eric Bigger, our former guest, would have to say about the number 9. You'll have to DM him. And thanks to our super amazing, wonderful, fantastic, miracle sponsors who we love so much forever. Get 50% off your order when you go to brightsellers.com/Spidey. Get a free Beachbody on-demand trial membership today when you text Spidey to 303030. And start reading Falling with the Stars by Diana de la Garza. Now available anywhere books are sold. Download new episodes of Make Spidey Famous Again every Wednesday on podcast1.com, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating. Don't forget, just click the 5th star. Not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, just the 5th star. Because we would like to continue making the Lady Gang furious with more 5-star reviews. Bless your angel hearts for making them furious. Review on Apple Podcasts. See you next week.
See you next week.
Baby Miracle Gunner, say something.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, that was a joke if you're an idiot.